beyond that, then, you're moving into a more stable Navy life, I would imagine, because you said you played ball.
Yes.
Your service there lasted 5 years.
When the Korean War was over, I got discharged, got out of the service, and I played some baseball. It was minor league stuff.
With an organized?
It was an organized.
Who did you play for?
Actually, it was Milwaukee organization who I was playing for.
And where were you playing?
In Beaumont, Texas. Double A then.
Beaumont at that time was in the same league with the Tulsa Oilers in the Texas League.
So, you played ball for a while.
Basically, you know, they didn't make much money playing baseball. And as a matter of fact, I think it was $300 probably a month. And it was $1,800 for the year. It wasn't enough money to satisfy me. And I got involved in the construction business.
What does that mean, got involved?
Well, I went to work for a man that owned a contracting company. And I started doing things for him, digging ditches and laying water lines and doing this and that and other, and I ended up in the business myself.
Was that in Texas?
I was in Texas.
And you got introduced to construction business. Are you married anytime in here?
I got married when I was 30.
So a number of years later then.
Yes.
All right. So then you get into the construction business and you decide, well, if other people can do this, so can I. How long were you in the business before you went on your own?
Probably 2.5-3 years.
You start your construction business in Texas?
In Oklahoma.
Oh, how
did I come back home?
Where did you set up?
In Spalpa.
What was the name of the company?
Rawlings Construction Company.
And what was your first project building?
Oh, I can't remember, John. We basically, at that time, Ditchwitch, and I'm sure Charles Machine Works out of Perry, Oklahoma, was making a little ditching machine, and I bought one of those, and we started laying water lines and doing rural water districts and that kind of thing, and we just grew from that. My last year in the business was in 1990, and I sold to my employees at that time.
I've interviewed Ed Melzon of Ditchwitch. He was the creator.
Ed was a friend. Ed was going to school at OSU when I bought my first ditching machine, and I dealt with his father, which was Charles.
Yeah.
Old man Charlie and Mrs. Charlie run the business, and it was just in a metal building downtown. That's when they got started. But Ed Mulzon's a wonderful guy. They still own the business.
And, they do.
And I think his daughter is running it now.
That's exactly right. Well, he has a great story to tell, and you can hear that elsewhere here on VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Somewhere along the line, we connect you to the Oilers.
Well, there's a story where, as a child, he's told me the story before, you went out to the ballpark to see Dizzy Dean pitch for the Tulsa Oilers in 1940. You're like 10 years old. And
that's
there,
right.
There is Dizzy Dean, maybe the biggest star in this area at that time.
That's right.
Pitching for Tulsa. What was the feeling of going to the ballpark that day? It was special, wasn't it?
Well, it was special. Again, he was here because he had hurt himself. Of course, I was just 10 years old, and I was just like a kid with all eyes. Dizzy was a big, big star. You know, I didn't get to go too many places when we were small because money was tight for us. But I do remember my dad bringing me to that ball game.
According to Wayne McComb's records, that appearance set a then record of over 7,500 fans.
Right. That was in 1940. At that time, Tulsa was the top farm club of the Chicago Cubs, and they sent Dizzy here in, I believe, like May or so to work out the soreness he had in his arm, and he played here through the end of the season and was named to the Texas League All-Star team that year.
His brother also played.
Daffy Dean.
Daffy Dean, yes.
Don't get many names like that in baseball anymore, Dizzy and Daffy.
Right.
But I love baseball, and I'm still very closely attached. I watch the Rangers. St. Louis was always my favorite team until I become involved in baseball, and then I become associated with the Rangers. My heart was in two places.